Blog Talk Radio.
And blessings, and welcome to Flavor's Pick. This is when I open up the phone lines and let you call in, and let's talk about the music that I choose to play today. I did not advertise the show very well for this week's show, and so it may just turn into a listening party, which I'm okay with. The listenership in the archives of the shows here on Flavor News Radio is off the chain. I am so very, very blessed and so very grateful for all the new listeners to Flavor News Radio, to all of the people that just keep returning and turning other people on in your circle, in your family, in your area, to what we're doing here in support of underground independent artists. So again, welcome to Flavor's Pick. This is, again, where I open up the phone lines and have a dialogue with you about some of the music of the artists that are members of the Flavor News movement and what I choose to play. I decided to go in a hip-hop direction. For those of you that have been following me for a while, you know that I'm new to hip-hop. I was first really, really introduced to it in 2009. And it was based off of, you know, about four groups here in the Pacific Northwest: Black Stax, Yidam Sek, LaRue, and Mike Mack in Harlem. I think they're all amazing talents. And, you know, I have done shows with them. I have had them in my home. They're not only great talents, they are great human beings. But the one thing that I loved about their style is it's what I call conscious. It has a story. There's a purpose to it. There's messages to it. Great beats. And like with Mike Mack in Harlem to Yidam Sek, they are very good at freestyle. Very, very good at freestyle. So from there, I chose to kind of educate myself on the culture and the history of hip-hop. And so I have spent hours listening to Professor Griff, to the Lennon Honors series on hip-hop. You know, it goes all into the Illuminati and KRS-One and da-da-da-da-da, right? And then you step into the arena of that diversity of what I call subgenres of hip-hop, and there's so many varieties now. And I challenge myself because some of it doesn't seem to stay true to what my understanding of hip-hop and the culture of hip-hop. And so I love doing these shows. I always challenge the artists and people who are hip-hop heads and love it to call in, you know, share your thoughts with me, educate me on this, because sometimes I don't get it. But I'm going to jump into some tracks, and even if you are listening to this show in the archives, you know what, email me. Let me know what you think, radio@flavornews.com. So today on Flavor's Picks, it's all about hip-hop. I'm going to start out today's show with my girl. She works hard. I believe she has mastered her craft. She has made some moves. She gets very frustrated. She is very honest and real about what she thinks about life and the industry. This is BK out of California with her track called Hardest Part featuring Nappy Roots.
BK, what Went platinum with this rap a few years ago. Went to places in this world we don't usually go. I learned some valuable lessons we don't usually know. I seen some ups and downs, but life's beautiful. I learned nothing that's promised before you leave for faith. The only thing I can promise is that I'm keeping faith. And many people wanna see you fall on your face. You gotta leave them behind, cause they running the place. Fame comes and goes without leaving a trace. You gotta do it for love, cause it's never replaced. Write your name on the heart, it's never erased. And get your piece of the pie and savor the taste. See, when you come from a lower class income, education is scarce, kinda hard to prepare. But who are you to say that life ain't fair? I make a living putting words to a kick in the snare, and I promise.
I ain't running, I ain't scared. Whatever's coming, I'll be right there. This is nothing, wanted something, it's still the hardest part.
Top of the heap, but will I fall down? Touching these peaks is all I know now. Who is serious? Who gon' take the distance? If the hustle isn't there, then how the heart gon' make a difference? Come with precision, decisions with intuition. With every note I've been given, I balance it out with wisdom. I'll listen for just a minute before I go back to winning. I'm using all that I got to follow after this vision. If you can hear me, let me know, show me support. True musicians know the way to the door. Fans control the core. I write with spirit, the evidence is revealing. Appealing is just an understatement to what I get to feel. If you believe in, just smile and keep the meaning alive. The music's better when you reach from inside and try to relate. Great hope settles and waits, cause I'ma own it when I get to the gate. I'm
home. I ain't running, I ain't scared. Whatever's coming, I'll be right there. This is nothing, wanted something, it's still the hardest part. I ain't leaving, have no fear. Just believe that I'll be right here.
Grind don't stop, 24/7, the hustle in me keeps me off the bottom rock. Between a hard spot, I parallel park the cat and drop. Like it's nothing, any situation, brush it off. Practice makes perfection, this verse is my reflection. Looking in the mirror at myself, I have a few suggestions. Give it all you got and never let them see you quit. Suck it up, your time is now, but only if you believe in it. Speak it to existence, the path of least resistance. The fame will get you, but the cash you chase can leave you friendless. And I'm a witness, without the first 48. People come and go throughout your life, but it's all what you're make of the situation. Each is different time and place. Rhyme and reason like the seasons been across all 50 states. Except for two, what's good for me ain't best for you. Do yourself and some wise friends is best to choose.
I ain't running, I ain't scared. Whatever's coming, I'll be right there. This is nothing, wanted something, it's still the hardest part. I ain't leaving, have no fear. Best believe that I'll be right here. Hoping, but never knowing, it's still the hardest part. I ain't running, I ain't scared. Whatever's coming, I'll be right there. This is nothing, wanted something, it's still the hardest part. I ain't leaving, have no fear. Best believe that I'll be right here.
Out of California with her track Hardest Parts featuring Nappy Roots. Now, I think she's an amazing MC and vocalist, musician. She's multi-talented, and the thing with her is that she has really put the work in. She has laid a pretty good foundation for you for herself. One thing I don't know about a lot of artists is how much research they really put into what it is that goes into their craft. You can write lyrics, maybe. You can come up with a beat. You can come up with a flow and a sound when it comes to music. But there's so much more that goes into it than just the creative part. And this is not an easy industry to be in. You know, there is so much in competition out there against what you're trying to do. So you've got to find that way to stand out. I think that BK has a leg up on that one, just because she can go back and forth between, you know, rap and, you know, singing. And she does a really, really great job on that. But, of course, when you hear me talk, this is my opinion. And please know it is my opinion. But also please know I've really taken the time to listen and pay attention. And so it's not like me just talking out the side of my neck and off, you know, a whim. It's really based on me stopping. A lot of times when I get tracks and music, I close my eyes so that I'm just so tuned into what I'm hearing. And especially if I've got some great headphones on that just really kind of isolate all the background noise out for me. One thing I'm learning, you know, and I still am learning, which is a beautiful thing, you know, some artists work with, you know, kind of live musicians, you know, and live beats as they create. Others buy tracks. You know, some can perform just off of a CD at a show. Others perform with live musicians, you know, and there's such a variety of ways of doing that. I want to jump into a track by my family, Black Sax. You hear me talk about them all the time. I work very closely, you know, with this particular group. And I came to appreciate them because of their style of hip-hop. The fact that they really make me think and they take me in to where I want to pay attention. I have, of course, witnessed them perform live many times. And the beautiful thing about them, which probably many artists do, and I'm a little biased right now, is when I see them perform tracks, it seems like it's different every time. And it touches me in a different way. And I love seeing that happen. It just gives new life, even for me who has heard the songs over and over and over, right? When I see them perform them, it just gives new life. They've got great DJs that they work with. They have this amazing jazz, funk, you know, trumpeter, Owara Runga. Of course, Lady Miss Felicia Loud, who is the head soul jazz vocalist of this group, and then J.C. Cage and Silas Black, who are the MC. So I'm going to jump into a track. I love this one. It mostly features Black. And it's called Chasing Words, again by Black Sax.
Yeah, you know, back here, the broads are so up on it.
Chasing words like, chasing words like women out for, I mean, chasing words like women out for, I mean. Chasing words like, and chasing words like, they say raps give brevity. I learned that from an insider, corporate word provider. He had all the latest words plus the cadences. I just needed the catalog, the monolith reply. You haven't the eye for the content. This is what I expected. I turned, pulled out the record. I told it, theme selected, it's easy. Plus the MCs I came with, battle word all the time.
Like triple kings, on things rolling down streets, made it rain, made up like a trade up in economics, super chronic, hooked with classic creator with the phonics, wax like phono, you know, in my headphones, on stones, holding marbles, loose of bones, sad soul, erratic, my dynamics, at the funhouse, all black and cotton out. Dope Emporium, come build with the historians, and an experience, and shots of adrenaline, glances become trances. With romances that are seductive as I bust this. Wishes that the liver can clear of the messages and transgression in Seattle, they tested it. No hoopla or Mardi Gras, but the dopest spot you ever saw, I swear.
Chasing words like girls. Chasing words like girls. Women out for fun, I mean. Women out for fun, I mean. Chasing words like girls. Facing words like girls. Women out for front, I mean. Women out for front, I mean. from the high. You get let inside. I wipe that from the record. Excuse my record is the same. This a matter of opinion versus dominion. But the world transplant bird, you provide good. And you get the rest. He said I'm impressed. But it's too different. You want the same thing as well as the extreme. This the place I have seen before. Silent official clip. Never duck, land, ain't that my mission. I'ma come get it, just the heat, hold it full, when the glass break, mercy, been a rush, since the women said, push, nigga, you need to, et cetera, back to the meat. Chasing words like, girl,
chasing
words like, girl, women out, bro, I mean, women out, bro, I mean, chasing words like,
Women out, I mean. All right, that was Black Stacks out of the Pacific Northwest with Chasing Words. Again, today's Flavor Pick is all about hip-hop. And as I mentioned earlier in the show, this is a genre that I'm challenged by. And I'm challenged in many ways, from how well it's produced, how well the tracks, beats, musicians, however you work it, go with the flow and relevance of the words and all of that. And so I really, really... And this genre probably has my attention the most just because it makes me think. And then I have to define for my own self whether I think it's good, you know. But if there is anybody who's listening to the show live and would like to join in on conversation and share your thoughts, the call-in number is 347-857-1189. Otherwise, I am going to just keep playing hip-hop tracks until the show is over. I want to take you down to Florida now and play kind of a different style of hip-hop. This is E-Lab with Dreams.
Yo, you truly old when your dreams are replaced by regrets. Yo. I was raised in a small town outside of Cleveland. Cats I went to high school with no longer breathing. I ain't throwing no pity parties cause we was heathens. I just know everything in life happened for a reason. I sold a little weed, was smashing some dude's wife. All the lessons my mom taught me, I still didn't do right. I was far from perfect, but further from a thug. I bent a lot of rules, but I never used drugs. I was the athlete, was used to taking shortcuts. I handicapped my own self, no need to ride the short bus. Skating through life, my potential never applied. And when I got into a crunch, yo, I often lie. Like Kanye, I was a dropout. Took a 3-year hiatus. Got caught tapping the tilt like I'm living in Vegas. Back to the six, I'm far from a degree. My mom was disappointed because she saw Mo in me just like a dream.
We all got them. We all need them. Great people in life, man. I hope we all be them. Dreams, they come and go. We all see them. Met the future's awaiting me. I'm so happy to meet them. I say dreams, we all got them.
Every day I'm playing a lotto. Old heads on their lunch break, they throwing back the bottle. Butch trying to convince me, here young and have a swallow. That was their own way to drown away their sorrow. Now trust me, I ain't judging, dog. I thought about doing it. Thinking back in hindsight, these dreams I could have ruined. Could have been there, working them 7 days a week. Sometimes the best decisions made tongue in cheek. Cheek red in my mind, all things started changing. I wanted to do more than simply maintain it. I moved to J-Bill, I got enrolled into a JUCO. I'm finally making progress. No more standing neutral. The classes came and gone. Each semester got faster. Currently today, the boy is working on his master's. The degree is on the wall, but I remember the day. That feeling was priceless when I walked across the stage like a dream.
We all got them. We all need them. Great people in life, man. I hope we all be them. Dreams, they come and go. We all feel them. Met the future's awaiting me. I'm so happy to meet them. I say dreams. We all got them. We all need them. Great people in life, man. I hope we all be them.
Hello, now how you doing?
Nice to meet you.
to keep it moving. I say, well, hello.
Hello.
Now, how you doing?
How you doing?
Nice to meet
you.
To keep it moving. I say, well, hello.
Hello.
Now, how you doing?
How you doing?
Nice to meet you. To keep it moving. I say, well, hello.
Hello.
Now, how you doing?
How you doing?
Nice to meet you. Let's keep it moving.
And that's true. We all got them. We all need them.
All right, that was Elab out of Florida with his piece Dreams. I love the blend of the vocals and the hip hop in this particular track, and you know, just the music and everything. You know, it, for me, it is something that would get me up and get me to sway in. And I think there is strong relevance to the words. So now I want to bring you back up to the Pacific Northwest. I know that there are other female MCs up here, and I've not been blessed to experience a whole lot of female MCs, but in my opinion, this girl is bad. She is amazing. This is Julie C. with Beautiful Tragedy.
They be keeping us blind, and that's why the animosity I take from their lives. I made mistakes, heaven knows I ain't the
I could hold the whole world on my spine. My spirit dies, but the phoenix from the ashes will rise. It takes time just to recompose some damage that's done. And yeah, true, I want that old thing back, but it ain't the case of turning my back to the fact. Yeah, they just about that old thing back. It's my reconciliation, how we got on the path. Yeah, true, I want that old thing back, but it ain't the case of turning my back to the fact. Yeah, they just about that old thing back. It's my reconciliation, how we got on the path.
That was Julie C. with Beautiful Tragedy. Ah, now I'm going to take you down to California. I am going to be really honest with you. I have not listened to this track in a really long time. And the reason being is that I'm not one to really, really promote tracks that talk about smoking weed. I'll just keep it real. This particular CD that was sent to me by an amazing producer down in California is all about smoking weed. It's called Kush, and or Kush Talk is the name of the CD. And, you know, it went over my head. I didn't even know what Kush stood for, so silly me, right? But I'm going to play a track. This is by Woodrow Slim, and this is called First.
Don't let me hit, don't let me hit. Don't let me hit, don't let me hit. I should be first. I should be first. I should be first. I should be first. Don't let me hit, don't let me hit. Don't let me hit, don't let me hit. I should be first. I should be first.
My swag off the par, shining like a candy car. Anybody getting money can see that I'm a star. From the clothes to the low to my shows, I go hard. King in the deck of cards, hustle game straight from Mars. I'm the fly player that they seen thus far. I love it when you make it wobble and no fall. And them you let over sex, they be sitting way tall. Bend over, make it tall, pound a car before you walk. Turn the trash out the dog, hotel or the car. With me, a porn star, fantasies will start. First act like you know, get the dough and tuck your heart. First act like you know, get the dough and tuck your heart. I'ma show you the final thing I be hitting in this game. New magic, two bitches rapping and watch it brain rain. And then the boom girl hypnotize the room. Rap them like a whirlwind, blow them like a monsoon.
Don't let me hit, don't let me hit. Don't let me hit, don't let me hit. I should be first. I should be first.
Feeling good, into me, I can swerve with a curved swag. First you get the money and the power and the bag. Then you get a pit bull, blue, and a jag. I'ma be first to hit quick, cause I'm sagging. I'ma be number one on Billboard. Laughing, passing, monster, killing with a passion. Stashing, stretch from a band and elastic. I'ma go get her, I'ma go thriller. First to hit the show, first to go, first to hit her. Hit him with a foreign verb, uncut riddle. Rainbow skill, tenders and piddles. You can find me straight, drop down the middle, going hard. A little, bust a great go, ain't by the pillar. Goon from the streets and in the sheets, I'm a killer.
Don't let me hit, don't let me hit. Don't let me hit, don't let me hit. I should be first. I should be first.
For the summer, I'ma go and do the hummer with the 26 up on the beat. The first to make them wanna think they play about his money. First to go dummy, first to step, I was pinning, never bummy. Attitude crummy, it's nothing that they wouldn't do for me. Ain't nothing funny, I'm rapping daily game like a money. No way, a sunny, catch me on the first with extra scummy. On the field first, like I played in first Sunday. That 9-9 better not act funny. Love me or hate me, friend me or phone me. With your nose in the air, acting like you don't know me. I'm KENWWOD. Fly as debris blowing up in these streets. All in your face like live in 3D. Live as can be, he ain't liver than me.
Don't let me hit, don't let me hit. Don't let me hit, don't let me hit. I should be first. I should be first.
All right, that was Woodrow Slim with his track First. Again, you know, what do you think about artists writing tracks in regards to smoking weed and getting high? I don't know what I think about people, you know, writing tracks talking about drinking, you know, or whatever. So, you know, I'd love to hear your thoughts. 347-857-1189 or just email me at radio@flavornews.com. Today's show, Flavor Picks, is all about hip-hop. So I'm going to try to just really diversify the artists and locations and all of that. But I do want to bring you back up to the Pacific Northwest. This particular artist performs with live musicians, all live musicians. So this is Cheyenne Salah, and this is Hesla.
I mean, ain't nothing new under the sun, baby. I'm raised on Jimi Hendrix, Led Zeppelin, B.B. King, James Brown. And when it comes to this hip-hop, it's like, you know, if they my influence, how would they spit? You dig? No, really. You dig? Yo. I am really that dude, really that rude, really that shrewd. Cats like, oh, how he do what he do? I don't know, but all praises due to the father. Y'all can't knock the hustler. I'm about my dollar, about my skrill. That there's real, how I feel. Watch me spill liquid lyric, spit as lava. Baby's mama bring the drama, but I ain't acting, I'm just laughing. Life is sport, I'm the captain of the team. Love the dream, then my actions bring the cream. So watch the bank, to God I thank. Money stay high like thank you, thank
you.
This new pimpin', Dodge the evil, flow stay gifted. She so low, she needs some lifting. Save a hoe, no, not this pimpin'. This is scripture without a book, boy. Tryna make cheese like Tillamook, boy. Pay attention, I know the truth hurts. Socks on my knees like Michael Cooper. I'm not a hooper, I'm a hustler. 6'20" plus tall, motherfucker. Yeah, say it, baby. You know you wanna be my lady.
All right, that was Cheyenne Salah with Hustler. Now I'm going to take you down to Oklahoma. This is the newest member of the Flavor News Movement. He goes by the name of Walt Dees, and this is Don't Give Up On Me Now.
Hey, come in. This is hard to do.
I can feel you getting sick of me before you start to cough. Cause these women keep on tempting me and I'm just starting off. And your biggest fear is me on stage, career is taking off. And what's worse is the tour when our communication's lost. But I'm not here to question you, it's better than it's ever been. I know you'll give me your whole body except your skeleton. I know you don't wanna push me away, so you bury it. I know my baggage has its own weight, so now you carry it. I know you'll go to the moon and back if I needed you to. I know I told you some things, but then what you needed was truth. I know you gave me the space to do what I needed to do. I was too blind to see it, but then all I needed was you. Feel like I'll do anything, sit back and I'll make you believe. If you're a bird, then I'm a bird, if that's what it takes me to be. If you love something, you let it go and you wait patiently. But now I'm sitting anxiously, don't take that up away from me. I'm not even surprised. I can tell you're tired of it by the look in your eyes. Hey,
that's how it feels sometimes.
Am I wasting your time? If you're getting tired of it, then tell me why we tried. Hey, I'm not even surprised. I can tell you're tired of it by the look in your eyes. Hey,
that's how it feels sometimes.
Am I wasting your time? If you're getting tired of it, then tell me why we tried. Hey,
I know I told you I'm a better dude. Along this far, I carried you to the top of this very room. You deserve a better view. I want you when you knew this. I got you, then I threw it. You see, I know I put you through this, but I don't think that we should do this. I know I'll tell you we should stop, but I don't want you to leave. And I know it's lonely at the top. You accompanied me, but I'm cold. My life as a writer is something to heed. But I want you close. I grab you tight like I don't want you to breathe. You expressed your love to me before you hit the bed at night. I hesitate. I say it right, but you know I don't say it right. I know I gave you every reason to believe you were tight. Yes, it's surprising that a guy like me could be even that nice. I told you I'm not very with any talented fairy. No, I can leave you wary. I treated you less than fairly. No wishes upon a fairy, not the one you can marry. So quite the contrary, my past was not very.
I'm not even surprised. I can tell you're tired of it by the look in your eyes. Hey,
that's how it feels sometimes.
Am I wasting your time? If you're getting tired of it, then tell me why we tried. Hey, I'm not even surprised. I can tell you're tired of it by the look in your eyes. Hey,
that's how it feels sometimes.
Am I wasting your time? If you're getting tired of it, then tell me why we tried. Hey.
All right, that was Walt Dees with Don't Give Up On Me Now out of Oklahoma. I'm going to bring you back up here to the Pacific Northwest, and Yidim Sek is one of the artists that I spoke about earlier in the show as being kind of my first introduction to hip-hop here in the Pacific Northwest, and just hip-hop, period. This is an older track by him, and it's called A New Hope.
Till I open my jaws, sort of like celebrities when they step out their cars. I'm stepping out of the art and into the end, so don't get it confused when I'm checking your chin. Paying DJs to get my records to spin. Outside parking lot, I'm wrecking his bins. Sipped up drunk, lean when I limp, and at the same time conversating me and his friends. Them other guys kinda out of their prime. They can muzzle my mouth but can't muzzle my mind. It's off the hustle and grind that I bubble and shine. But don't worry, I know these are puzzling times. Yep, hard to cope no matter the mechanism. Whether peddling dope, that's your conscious decision. I catch wrecks on mics and wrestle these rhythms. Black enterprise, my business.
Shout out to all my friends steadily trying to blow. Pass on sacks to stack for studio. 07 mind right, a new flow. Cottages beat on the right, trying to be too dope. Talking all that jazz ass, feel the blue notes. All about equality, asking, well, do you choke? Move with sound speed, casting too slow. Hip-hop, the love of my life, I found a new
hope. Who said hip-hop dead? It's alive and well. Heaven is in the mind, though we thrive in hell. I got my dinghy boat waiting for the tides to swell. As I set upon a mission with no farewells. Too many L's in my system for me to recall the time I ran these tracks, only to stumble and fall. Pummeled and mauled, various alcohol. Still rocked it and left y'all totally awed. Nah, that get them sex ain't my flavor. Can you feel me now? If not, perhaps later. Anger got the best of me back in 03. Stepped to it, then through it, thought I was an OG. Pissed off and peeved, nobody knows me. Should've been more cautious, watch me closely. No sleep, late nights, pad and pen in. Slumping beats, bumping stereo on 10. Welcome to my space if you've been logged in. Twist something, still dump until I tickle your limbs. My faculty are actually pencil you in. If you beefing and wilding out and screaming on kin.
Shout out to all my friends steadily trying to blow. Pass on sacks to stack for studio. 07 mind right, a new flow. Cottages beat on the right, trying to be too dope. Talking all that jazz ass, feel the blue notes. All about equality, asking, well, do you choke? Move with sound speed, casting too slow. Hip hop, the love of my life, I found a new hope.
So that was Yidam Stack with A New Hope out of the Pacific Northwest. Now I'm going to take you down to the Bay Area. This is another artist that is a newer member of the Play the News movement. He goes by the name of Mr. Basic, and this is Infatuated.
Oh, yeah. You know I want you. Believe me, I know how you feel. Still feel the same way.
Infatuated and I just can't shake it. You better give it all, I'm gonna have to take it.
I like you, babe. I like you, babe. I like you, babe. I like you, baby.
Infatuated and I just can't shake it. You better give it all, I'm gonna have to take it.
I like you, babe.
Like that.
I like you, babe.
Yeah.
I like you, babe. I like you,
off
baby.
Top, I'm slick, but I'm gritty like a snake eyed. I'm the type of guy to look in your eyes when I say what's on my mind. You got your needs, and I got mine. I know I got your attention, cause I complimented your style. No need to look for a sign, cause I'ma have you. Like a suspended moment in time, so just recline. When you open up to let me come get it, I'll be easy and as rough as you like. With you all in my sight.
Infatuated and I just can't shake it. You better give it all, I'm gonna have to take it.
Main course, dessert, appetizer. And when it's in my hands, I'm more than a little bit inside you. Besides, when I feel somebody see diver, gotta lay back like a sofa recliner. Not the actress Winona, but she a rider. Crawl to me like a spider. Together, web we weave. Got your feeling for more when I open the door and leave. And I like it too when I'm in you. So you ain't gotta worry about taking nothing, cause we like
infatuated, and I just can't shake it.
What you gon' do with it? You gotta be willing and ready to go through with it. If you wanna
wanna spice it up with some friends that I'm cool with. Just remember you did it. There's enough to go around, no need to scratch and scream. Fantasize, call me Sammy, cause I give you these dreams. No lesson to be learned, I make you sweat out your perm. Sex so hot it burn, now you want it second and third. Well, give me body.
Infatuated and I just can't shake it. You better give it.
I like you, babe. I like you, babe. I like you, babe. I like you, baby.
Infatuated and
all right, that was Mr. Basic out of the Bay Area with Infatuated. Now I'm going to bring you back up here to the Pacific Northwest. We've got some pretty diverse artists up here. And so I want to hear what you think about Vox, and this is Unsatisfied featuring Real.
Man, some real stuff. I'm unsatisfied.
Sometimes I get a little cold and lonely on the inside, but I know what I gotta do to keep my family all of them alive. I gotta get out here, I gotta have a 9-to-5. Though it ain't for me, that's how I gotta be when I got this music drive. Wanna take the chance, wanna do something different, want my beats to grow. I'ma rock your party, rock every night, that's every show. Making this all happen, so I started this rapping. Took it up a little too late in the game, now I watch what happens. And I really gotta see what I got to do this one day. And I really wanna place where my family can just parlay. Parday, all day, I say. My life, my sons, my dad, my mom, my wife. They all supporting this dream and this habit that I got. I'm loving them all, doing it, that's the way we are. And this is hard as hell for me to always know my place. Cause late at night I'm on my knees and yes, I say my grace. Don't wanna let me win. I figured another way to go. Change up the game, make your style and fit your flow. Make something happen with rapping, cause that's who you are. You know that you shouldn't be behind a desk, you're a freaking star. Get out there and show the world what you got. And keep it hot and make them rock, cause you box. Never ever let no one tell you what you can and can't do just to make a buck or two. It's just my inner thoughts. It's telling me to run, and if I do it right, no need for the gun. Make them follow your lead, that's how it's gotta go. They seen you rocking the mic, and that's at every show. And you done everything that you could do to show your own style, huh? Your own flow.
I'm unsatisfied.
Right, that was Box with Unsatisfied. Now I'm going to take you out to North Carolina and play a different style of hip-hop. This is Ronnie Run. This track is actually being played on many radio stations, especially on the east side of the United States and down in the southern states. This is I Remember, again by Ronnie Run. Radio@flavanews.com and let me know what you think about what I'm playing. All right, somebody raised their hand. All right, is this L.A., Florida, by way of the Pacific Northwest, by way of Louisiana?
Yes, yes, it is.
Well, how are you, my friend?
I'm well, I'm well. I just decided to raise my hand and just, you know, understand. I just got in, so I don't really know what the topic or what you was discussing or what have you, but just wanted to, you know, come in and say happy holidays to you and yours and hope everything is going well for you up there in Seattle. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, I appreciate you calling in, you know. You know, well, today I decided to go with a genre, you know, when it comes to Flavor Picks. You know, I open up the phone lines to talk about the music that I decide to play, you know, and I didn't really advertise this show because I haven't really been online as much as normal. I kind of took a break away from being online and just spending some time with my daddy and my family and just kind of chilling. But I decided to do hip-hop and really tried to diversify what direction that hip-hop has gone. I mean, you know, because you came into my life and kind of educated me on hip-hop and introduced me to some of the artists here in the Pacific Northwest, and you knew I know nothing about hip-hop, right? So, you know, remember back when I was, like, listening to hours of, Professor Griff, and then the Lennon Honor, you know, series and all of that, and learning about the Illuminati and, you know, KRS-One and da-da-da, you know. And so then, you know, you introduced me to Black Stax and Yidam Sek and LaRue, you know, which they have individual styles of hip-hop, but something that it was in common that I considered conscious hip-hop. And then, you know, you step out and there's all this other, what, I don't know, I don't know if you call it subgenres. This is what I'm calling it, L.A., subgenres of hip-hop, from commercial, you know, club-type tracks to Vox's style he calls horror hip-hop, you know, which is something I'm just so not familiar with, you know. Then there's a producer down in California, Keith Glizark, and he produced a whole album called Kush Talk. Well, you know me. I don't know what that meant, you know, smoking weed or whatever, a type of weed or whatever, right? I'm like, why are you sending me an album talking about smoking weed? He's like, Flav, what do you think Kush is? I'm like, I don't know, something cushy? I don't know, you know. So, you know, so then it was like I was challenged, do I play music that talks about smoking weed, you know? And it was, you know, I mean, I'm just so challenged by this genre. And I don't know. What would you say to all of that, L.A.?
I mean, to me, you know, it's about what, you know, keeps, you know, what ignites that vibe for you. You know what I'm saying? You can't please every genre, every person, every body, every being, or what have you. You gotta play what you feel that your listeners, you know, can vibe to, or what can, you know, get those tones and frequencies, you know, to that level. You know what I'm saying? If it's something that you can't feel when you play it and when you get it, that's how I kind of base stuff on, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, you know, I kind of try to be, you know, objective to what it is that I want to put out to my listeners or to my viewers, but if it's a certain tone and frequency that I feel as though is right, and, you know, you just got to go with it. That's just my opinion of it. But, you know, and it's not, you know, you can't please everybody. You can't please, you know, everybody gonna have their own opinion and their own feel towards something. So it's like, you know, if it feels good to you, then generally over 50 or, you know, hopefully over more than that, over 75% of your listening audience is going to feel the same way that you feel. So if it feels good to you when you get it, or when you click your inbox and, you know, you download it to your hard drive or whatever, if it feels good to you, that normally is going to feel good to your audience because your audience knows what it is that feels good. You know what I'm saying?
I do hear what you're saying. I don't know if that's the direction that this particular, you know, the shows go, because I do try to diversify it. And sometimes I'll go with one genre or sometimes I blend it all. The listenership has really grown, you know, from the days that you and I started doing this radio show. And you know, and it's from all over the world. And it's really interesting because, like, my coffee house, my they really like the coffee house show and they like the morning coffee with Flava. I'm really not sure what that's all about. Flava Picks is picking up. The listening parties were hot, you know, about a year ago. That's kind of tapered off a bit, you know, whatever. But I do try to open it up and, if nothing else, challenge myself. If I can hear if something is produced quality-wise or whether it has a relevance, if the words have a relevance, or even the beat and music has a relevance, you know, because I think back to music I used to dance to in the club, like Let It Whip or something. You know, I'm like,
okay,
what does that even really mean? Did I even really pay attention to the words? What does that mean?
No,
you know,
no,
but I'd be on the dance floor, you know, so like how many times is it more so about the beat versus the words, you know?
Yeah, you know, we done all got caught up into that, you know, just the rhythm and tone and the frequency, and we not even paying attention to the word.
Mm-hmm.
But it's kind of like, you know, what you want, you know what I'm saying? It's kind of like, for the listening audience, it's kind of like, it's almost kind of like an a la carte type of situation. It's kind of like what, you know, they pick what they want nowadays, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, some people going to love something, some people going to love the aspect of the weed situation, and you know, some's gonna be offended by it. You just kind of find that medium for it, you know. And you know, you've been always doing a good job of playing with what's good and what's not. So you know, you got a good sense of, you know, you got your own personal gong show over there. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So you know what it is that you want to have on your platform and what you don't want to have on your platform. So you
but
good
it's
at
so
weeding
funny.
Out.
Go ahead, honey.
Yeah. You know, you good at weeding out what, you know, what is good and what is not for your listening audience. So, you know.
Well, I think, you know, I mean, I hate to say it. If it was up to me, if I thought off of what my favorite genres would be, I mean, it really would be R&B, soul, jazz, old school, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's because of my age thing or whatever. That would be what I would call my favorite sounds. You know, it makes me smile. But the thing is ever since I started doing radio and challenging myself, I think I would be so bored with just going that direction. You know, it's like I need to sprinkle in some hip-hop and I need to sprinkle in a little rock or, you know, alternative or whatever, just because I think, even though I may say that hip hop challenges me or whatever, it's something that makes me think, you know. And so, where the other music doesn't necessarily make me think, you know, it's more of a mood setter or whatever. Yet I know that hip hop could be a mood setter also, depending on the topic and how one feels. But I think that, I think I would be bored with what I would call my favorite genre of music if that's all I played all the time. I do know that there are some people who would love for me to only play that type of music. You know, we get the people my age and up that come to the show when they know that I'm going to go a certain direction, you know, or whatever. But I find it interesting, though, L.A., you know, it's interesting that hip-hop artists want to be played, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they don't necessarily have, you know, when it comes to this underground, you know, scene of hip-hop and the people that, you know, we interact with online, they don't necessarily have a place to go to have their music heard. But they are the least who actually follow the shows, unless it's the archives, you know. I will do a hip-hop show, and I'll have people in their 50s and 60s calling in and giving their opinion. Well, of course they have a certain opinion, right? They come from a different era. I would love to hear from the hip-hop artists who are creating now, you know, and they don't call, you know. They don't voice their opinion, and I find that interesting because I would think that they would want, you know, to be heard and understood.
I mean, you know, but I don't know. This is just, you know, my opinion. It's just like a lot of them probably they're so mindful of getting the music out there that they're not necessarily, you know, willing to have that type of discussion, or better yet, maybe can't even speak on those type of discussions to make it sensible, you know what I'm saying, to why you made this song. What possessed you to make this song about this topic?
Right.
You know, saying, okay, 30 years from now or 40 years from now, when you hear this song, how you going to feel about it? You know what I'm saying? Is this something that, you know, 40 years from now, you're going to want to sit with your son or your kid or your granddaughter and say, you know, grandpa or daddy made this? You know what I'm saying? Are we just putting it out there just for the sake of putting stuff out there? Are we putting it out there,
exactly,
you know, because somebody has said something like, this is your canvas that you're painting, you know what I'm saying? So this is something that's going to follow you forever and forever. Once you push the send button, it's out there, you know what I'm saying? Whether you delete or whatever, somebody might always have a copy of this song you made 10, 20 years from
now. Right.
Now, so it's always going to be a part of your record. So it's like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, and I just think a lot of, you know, young people, they're not, you know, mindful of knowing that, okay, just every song that I put out there is going to follow me. It's going to follow me till the day I'm 60 under. You know what I'm saying? This is your canvas that you're painting. So a lot of people, you know, I just think a lot of artists, you know, they're not mindful of, you know, that's why you have to, you know what I'm saying, pay respects to, you know what I'm saying, a Black Stack and people along those lines that are always mindful of the stuff that they put out, because they know it could be judged on that material 10, 20, 30 years from now. And
right.
So what you going to say when you... You know, saying, you know, so it's just being mindful of this, you know, mindful, not necessarily conscious, but mindful of the stuff that you're putting out, because what you put out is what people take in. You know what I'm saying? So you could be putting out some foolishness or something that might not have that substance that you would want, but, you know, once it's out there, then, you know, you don't know who's going to gravitate to it.
Sure.
You know, or whatnot. So,
I appreciate, you know, your insight on that. So then, let me put you on the spot then. So who do you think right now is creating classics when it comes to hip hop? On underground, you know, independent level. Who do you think is creating something that will be remembered, you know, say 10 years from now? I mean, because I was thinking about this the other day and talked about the fact that why is it that I can play some Shy Lights music or some Temptations music from, say, you know, 40 years ago and still know the words?
Yeah, that was that music that had that soul in it, you know?
You know,
that had that soul that you can relate to it, you know? Certain stuff like today, people can't, you know, necessarily relate to it, you know, because they're talking about, you know, drugs and moving X amount of keys and having strippers doing this, that, and the other. And a lot of people can't relate to that.
Right.
But when somebody talking about, you know, our babies getting shot up and, you know, they doing this and that with, you know, whatever, then, you know, on the underground level, you know what I'm saying, the, you know, Black Stacks, they talk that talk that you can relate to. It's everyday life. It's like, man, there ain't no jobs out here. People starving. You know what I'm saying? Unemployment is crazy. You know what I'm saying? We got people who could do the job and do the work and can't get no job. But you got, you know, people, you know what I'm saying, people doing X, Y, and Z in front of the cameras on the movies, and they, you know, getting this, that, and the other. But there's real people who wake up every day, want to do right by their family, and want to, you know, be a good example, and they finish it last.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So people can relate to that because that's like, like you, you can relate to that. Because we fit into that mold, you know. We know what they're talking about. But when you don't have a connection or assist to reality, you know what I'm saying, it's like, man, you know, all the people that, you know, making, you know, doing good in, per se, you know, they're talking about stuff that we can't relate to. We can't relate to, you know what I'm saying, having X amount of dollars and, you know, buying, you know, X amount of kilos and, you know what I'm saying, having strippers and doing us this, that, and the other. I can't relate to that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's like, it don't make sense to me. But when somebody talking about, yo, the everyday struggle, the everyday Joe Smo out there that working to try to provide for their family, trying to put money aside to send their kids to school and, you know what I'm saying, trying to just have a vacation, just, you know what I'm saying, just to try to do the little things in life, you know what I'm saying, we can relate to that because that's reality.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I like people, you know what I'm saying, whoever it is underground that's talking about that type of stuff that people can relate to. You know what I'm saying? Why is it that people with, you know what I'm saying, degrees, who went to school and put in the work and invested in themselves, can't find a job, can't find a good job that's under the umbrella that they went to school for. Why they got to be, you know what I'm saying, a manager at a McDonald's when they done went to school for engineering?
Right.
Why they got to, you know what I'm saying, take that bullet when they done invested in themselves and took out X amount of
Student loans,
and already in debt, you know, before they even get on top, you know, before they even get into the, you know, say to what it is that they studied for,
right?
And, you know, they got to subsidize what they went to school for just so, you know, they, you know, pay
make
back the student loan,
yeah.
You know, so, you know, stuff like that, you know, and that's the type of stuff that I can relate to because that's reality.
Right.
And that's reality, you know, to me. So,
yeah, I think it's interesting. I agree with you as far as, like, having a relevance, something that, you know, kind of pulls at who you are and how you think and feel that's going to stay with you. So every time you hear it, you know, it takes you to that place of just, if nothing else, feeling like somebody created something that you understand.
Yeah. It's almost kind of like they speak it for you, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This person has took upon themselves and they have a platform where they speak and they kind of like they speaking out in your behalf, if you will, you know what I'm saying? So those are the type of, you know, people, artists that I respect because they speaking out on our behalf, even though we don't have that platform or whatever, they taking it upon themselves to articulate what it is that, you know what I'm saying, what the everyday person is going through, the struggles,
you know what I'm saying,
everybody concerned about, you know, their kids getting a good education and their kids don't have to worry about going to school and getting shot up or whatever. So these people using that platform that they have and those creative juices that goes within their soul to put it out there, to articulate it and put it out there. You know what I'm saying? That's why you love a song like A Night By or whatever, you know? Because at the end of the day, it's about the kids. You know, we done lived our lives to the point where, you know, it's not a lot of things that we could do to change the road that we done traveled. But the kids, by them being so young and just developing, then, you know, the kids are the ones that can change or could affect, you know, and break that dynamic of what's going on right now. So,
right.
You know.
Well, you know, I think that artists, something I talk about a lot on the show, L.A., now, I think a lot of artists don't really recognize their power and how what they create affects how we experience life. And with all the negativity that's going on right now in the world, I really think that I would love to see more artists just kind of step up and create music and art and books and all that gives us hope. I think when we can start feeling a sense of hope, even if it may feel false in the beginning, but we start manifesting it, we can change the world, you know. And I think that when we go in a direction of you know, harshness or whatever, continuously, it kind of brings down the sense of morality and you know, of life or whatever. So I don't know, you know, I think that I know that other art forms, you know, there's the challenge around the topics and relevance and all of that, too. It's not just hip-hop, you know, but I think that hip-hop from, you know, what you helped educate me on back in 2009 about the genre to what I'm now experiencing in just a short amount of time, how it has branched off and diversified so extremely that, you know, I think we've gotten away from what the culture and essence of what hip-hop originally started as. But I'm glad that you called into the show, and I'm about to shut it down. But I think that to kind of go along with the topic that you had mentioned, L.A., I'm going to close out the show with a piece by our very own Lady Taze out of the Pacific Northwest, and this is called Let's Get Involved, featuring All Bishop right. Freeze.
This is Lady Taze
and Bishop Freeze
uniting to eliminate violence on women and families. All my women and men in the struggle, join in, putting violence to an end. Let's get involved. Got the human trafficking and police brutality. Come on, everybody, let's get involved.
Let me hear you shout.
speed out. All my brothers shout, let's get involved. I'm a women and men in the struggle, join in. Put your body to an end, let's get involved.
The human trafficking is homeless
brutality.
In trouble, everybody, let's get involved.
All right, Lady Taze and Bishop Freeze says, let's get involved. I want to thank everybody who tuned in to Flavor Picks today. I played only hip-hop, and from here in the Pacific Northwest, where I'm from, to across the United States, I'd love to hear your thoughts. What's your favorite style of hip-hop? What do you think hip-hop is? Who did you like that you heard on this show? You can email me at radio@flavornews.com. Would love to hear from you. L.A., thank you so much for calling in the show and sharing this time with me. And maybe you can come back and do it again sometime soon.
Most definitely. Most definitely.
All right, darling. Happy New Year to you. I love you.
To you and your family. Love you too.
All righty. Bye, honey.
Bye bye.